they just stand there and dry up, you know, and you step on them, walk over them. Mm-hmm. But now these others, you can take and fix them. There's a certain kind that you can take in cans. You can buy them in any of these stores. Now my son-in-law, he was a German, but boy, he loved them things better than us.
Did you ever eat poop salad? Herman, my husband mixes it with turnips. My mother-in-law cooks it every spring, but I like plain turnip greens. I just never tasted it when you put salad in it.
I'll tell you what else that poop salad's good for. You can take and you scald it 3-4 times and you get that pulp. It's not good for nobody to eat unless it's scalded. And then you boil it and pour that water off and get it good and tender. And then you put you some grease in the skillet and have it done enough, you know, that it'll just come off pieces among eggs. Boy, you got some.
Mixed pop salad and eggs.
Yeah.
You ever cook green onion tops like that?
Yeah, she does that.
I've done that, but I've never seen poke salad cooked like that. And I'm sure if you ate it in turnip greens, it would be all right. It's just that I've just never done it.
I got canned pumpkin mignon. I make pie out of it.
That's you, Bruce, you say?
Yeah, right. They are not these great big ones. Mm-hmm. They're these regular pumpkin
to eat, really, not for jack-o'-lanterns.
And there was one fellow down here at the Colonial store. He come out here one day. He told him, he says, I want some of them pumpkins. He went out there and I don't know how many he bought, and he was going to come back and get some more, but he got sick. Who's that fellow?
Mr. Hubbard.
Mm-hmm, Louis Hubbard.
He just thought them was the same. He used to live right up the road, John. They bought it on Poplar Street, didn't they? Ray Jim's. His sister lived in, she married and lived in that candy kitchen, used for a candy kitchen when it was built, and that was his sister-in-law. And then this other fellow lived across the road there. Her other sister married Yeah, I knew all of them. I knew them girls when they come from over there on the Brooks.
Oh, the kind of birds that can see in the dark. Birds that give a hoot at night, all right, now that's same, Are there different kinds of owls that you
know? Yes, a screech owl.
What's the difference in a screech owl and a hooting owl?
Well, a hooting owl gets to be a great bigger. And if they go out in a hollow stump, a hollow log or something, and lay the egg and the hatching, and you better not go back.
You sound like you went there one time. I did. I didn't know there was a stubborn bag.
And boy, if I hadn't had my hole, it was right out in the woods there where my roads run out, you know. And if I hadn't had my hole, I don't even need to peck my eyes out.
He just thought you were going to bother his eggs.
That's right. There's little of them. They were hatched, you know, and I didn't know. I tell you, I got on back out, way back out in the field.
What about the bird that drills holes in trees?
Peckerwoods.